We've heard that the number three leader of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan has been killed. Mustafa Abu al-Yazid, also known as Sheikh Saeed al-Masri, was killed along with his wife and three children by an American drone strike in Pakistan. That's what the Islamist websites are saying. Al-Masri is an Egyptian-born militant. He's thought to have been the main conduit between Al-Qaeda and the leader, Osama bin Laden. Joining us now, BBC correspondent Orla Guerin, who joins us from Islamabad. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit more about Mustafa al-Yazid and what kind of part he played in Al-Qaeda.
Well, first of all, just something about the circumstances of his death. It still isn't absolutely confirmed. We were getting information from US officials so far, speaking anonymously, saying that they believed he had been killed in the Pakistani tribal areas by a US drone strike. Now, I should say he has been reported killed before and subsequently surfaced alive and well. This time seems to be different because a statement has appeared on those jihadi websites, which apparently was released by Al-Qaeda itself. So we don't have 100% certainty, but it does appear at this stage as if he is gone. Now, if so, that'll certainly be good news for the White House. He is one of their top targets. He was number three in the Al-Qaeda organization. He was one of the original founders of the group. He was particularly close to both Osama bin Laden, the leader, and also his deputy, Ayman al-Zawahiri, the number two, who was a fellow Egyptian. Now, he was for many years the organization's money man. He was accused by the 9/11 Commission of funneling money to three of the hijackers, including Mohammed Atta, the ringleader. He's regarded as having very good organizational and managerial skills, if you like, and had played a valuable role for Al-Qaeda because of that. And in recent years, he had been leading Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. So for Al-Qaeda, this is a considerable loss.
So this supposedly happened 2 or 3 weeks ago. Why are we getting reports now about this?
Well, this is always the case with U.S. drone strikes. First of all, the White House doesn't comment on them officially. They are sort of publicly disowned, although we all know that the CIA is running an increasingly energetic program of predator strikes under President Obama. The area where it's believed to have happened, North Waziristan, is a very remote tribal area near the Afghan border, a place where the Pakistani military is not in control, where journalists cannot travel independently. And the pattern over the last year has been that when senior militant figures, either Afghan or Pakistani or from other countries, have been killed, it has often taken weeks and sometimes months for verification to actually come. And usually you only know that they are dead when the militant organization comes out and says so, as Al-Qaeda appears to be doing in this case.
The U.S. officials, again unnamed, are saying that this could cripple Al-Qaeda, but they've said that before. Is that actually the case, that this man's death could cripple the organization?
I think that's an exaggeration, maybe wishful thinking. He is a senior figure, but he will be replaced. After all, about five or six of his predecessors have been replaced in recent years. They've been killed or captured. It'll be a loss, but Al-Qaeda has a new generation of leaders coming forward. We don't yet know whether they will be as effective as those who have gone before, but certainly he will be replaced.
Orla Guerin, a BBC correspondent, is in Islamabad speaking about the reported death of Mustafa al-Yazid, also known as Sheikh Saeed al-Masri, the number three in the Al-Qaeda organization.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.